Just to recap again, basically, his three main points from Scripture, Zechariah 13, 2 Timothy 3, 16, 17, and 1 Corinthians 13, I showed, I believe, conclusively that his interpretations, which they are because he uses a lot of words and he pulls a lot of things out of them that aren't written there, are taken out of context, grossly out of context, as a matter of fact. He admitted 1 Corinthians 13, 1 to 7 is about love. Oh, but then Paul switches to the incomplete versus the complete scripture. Oh, and then he switches back to love. That doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. And he talks about something yet to come. The perfect is yet to come. Absolutely. The perfect, which we will see face to face. I see God face to face. That's what it's talking about. When we see God face to face, God is the perfect. He has the perfect love. When we are there with God, we will have perfect knowledge. So the imperfect will pass away. We will not need tongues and prophecy, so they will pass away when the perfect comes, when we see God. Hasn't happened yet. Zechariah says unclean spirits. Well, that means demon possession. Doesn't mean anything else. Where does it say that? Maybe that's possible. That's his interpretation. Where does it say unclean? There will be no unclean spirits in the land. Well, but isn't Satan still the prince of the earth? Isn't he an unclean spirit? How can he say that all the unclean spirits have been done away with? Well, he can say it if he interprets it in a certain narrow way and then puts it out there for you. 2 Timothy 3:16, again, it's talking primarily about Old Testament scriptures. And he says, oh, but Paul knew he was going to write chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. So of course he knew there was more scripture coming. Well, yeah, Paul did know that. Now, that's kind of a ridiculous argument to make. But the fact of the matter is what he has, what he's putting forth to you is that 2 Timothy 3:16 is teaching sola scriptura, just not now. Zechariah 13 is teaching sola scriptura, just not now. 1 Corinthians 13 is teaching sola scriptura, just not now. It doesn't say that. I mean, think about the confusion. Okay, well, the Corinthians, you know, let's say, you know, the Corinthians are the first one to get John's final book, book of Revelation. So the Corinthians automatically know that, boom, the Bible's done. We don't believe in the oral traditions anymore. The Bible's done. Well, what if the Antiochians don't know that yet? What if the Athenians don't know that yet? And that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous notion to put forth that, oh, these people over here, they've got the complete set, but these people don't. It's not like it is now with the Internet, folks. Some of these books took years, decades to make the rounds all throughout Christendom. It wasn't an easy journey from Jerusalem to Athens, from Jerusalem to Rome, from Jerusalem to the far reaches of the empire and beyond. So it might be years before some of these folks got all of these books. But he's saying, oh, but by then they should go by sola scriptura. Or is it these folks go by sola scriptura when they get all the Bible? And then a few years later, when these folks get all the Bible, that's when they go by sola scriptura? That is inconsistent. It's bizarre. It just cannot hold. He keeps talking about the three legs of authority for Catholics. Church, the magisterium, sacred tradition, sacred scripture. He doesn't get magisterium or sacred tradition right. I showed you in the Bible where Paul says, hold fast to the traditions which I have taught you, either by word of mouth or by letter. He says, no, you don't. He commends the Corinthians for holding to the traditions he has taught them. He said, no, they shouldn't do that. The scriptures very plainly show, if you read them in context, and it's just very, very straightforward, that sola scriptura is not a doctrine that was ever taught by the church. It was not believed by Jesus Christ. It was not believed by the Jews in the Old Testament. It was not believed by the early church or any church after that. The Church of Christ, he tries to say the Church of Christ is the church of the New Testament. It's not. He's actually claiming the Church of Christ is the church after the New Testament is written. How would we know anything about that church? By tradition, which definitely just it blows a huge hole in everything he's argued here tonight. He's answered none of my questions about religion, about the Christian religion, from the Bible. Yet he says all the questions can be answered from the Bible about the Christian religion. It's a failed doctrine. It's one that has brought nothing but division within Christ's church. Thank you.